We're going back to Virginia with this Diamond Insight with head coach Brian O'Connor. Coach, you've been to the College World Series as a player at Creighton, as an assistant at Notre Dame. How's it feel now to be leading your own team back to Omaha?
Well, Sean, it feels great. I've been fortunate to have some great experiences in Omaha in my playing and coaching time, and this is going to be another one. But really, Sean, I'm most happy for our players. You know, it's about them. You know, some of them, it's going to be their only opportunity in their career to go to Omaha and compete in the College World Series, obviously, for our seniors. And, you know, I'm just so happy for them. Our guys have battled all year long. And, you know, we had a tough road to get to Omaha. And now that we're finally in it, it's exciting times for all of us here at Virginia.
You're a guy from Council Bluffs, Iowa, which for those people who don't know is essentially Omaha's sister city. What did the College World Series mean to you when you were growing up that close to it?
It was very, very special, Sean, you know, especially as a young baseball player growing up and my dad taking me to College World Series games. It was a special time, and the reason it's special is because, you know, the entire city of Omaha, as you know, just embraces this event, and it's just a wonderful 2-week long event that and the college players play so hard, and they have so much passion when they play the game, and it's just an unbelievable sporting event, and something that the people here at Virginia will have the first opportunity to experience.
Next year is going to be the last year for Rosenblatt Stadium. Is it kind of a special thing that you get to get back there before they do go to the new stadium?
Yeah, it is. You know, I was actually throughout this entire season talking to a good friend of mine back there in Omaha, and you know, we were continuing to talk that, he was telling me I got to get a team back here before they demolish Rosenblatt. And, you know, now it's come true. And, you know, that stadium's been an unbelievable stadium for the city of Omaha and college baseball. And it's sad that it's going to come to an end after the next College World Series. But, you know, I feel so fortunate now going to have the opportunity to coach in it.
Well, and I mentioned Notre Dame, where you were an assistant for 9 years under Paul Mainieri, and of course he's taken LSU to Omaha for a second straight year, and as fate would have it, you guys are going to meet in your first game there this weekend. What are just, and I know you've talked to him, what are some of your thoughts about going head-to-head now for the first time against your former boss?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of excitement. You know, Paul and I have such a close relationship. You know, we're the best of friends. We talk all the time, and you know, we were laughing as we were talking about an hour ago that, we're probably the only two head coaches in College World Series history that actually talk every day leading into the biggest game of the year for us. So, you know, it's tough, you know, just because, neither one of us wants each other to see us lose. But, if you're going to meet and compete against each other, what a better place to do it than in Omaha.
You were there as a player, of course, in 91, and 2002 was Notre Dame's trip. Do you have any specific memories that really stand out from those two World Series experiences?
Well, you know, really as a player when I played there at Creighton, Sean, it was, being on the hometown team, you know, Creighton being right in Omaha, and you know, we just really captured that city, and it was great for the city and great for the College World Series. And you know, I just, you know, what I remember from it is, you know, just all the great fan support and everybody rallying around our team, and you know, the great experience that we had there with that club. And you know, with Notre Dame, it was just all the, you know, hard work that Coach Mainieri and the players and his staff put together to, you know, get a team from Notre Dame to go to Omaha. You know, we accomplished an unbelievable feat to beat Florida State in the Super Regional when they were the number one ranked team in the country. And it's just a special experience for those players that were on that team.
Including the ACC tournament, your team's now 9-1 in this postseason. Wasn't an easy task by any means. Some very hard-fought games at Ole Miss over the weekend. What's been the magic ingredient for you guys?
Well, it's really been great pitching, Sean. Mm-hmm. I out in the Irvine Regional, we gave up 2 runs the entire weekend, and you know, I think that we might have given up 8 runs this weekend in the 3 games. Down in Oxford. So, you know, it's been led by really consistent dominating pitching, both starting and our guys out of the bullpen. And, you know, we've played pretty good defense, you know, along with that great pitching, you have to play great defense. And, you know, we've played really good behind our pitchers. And, you know, we haven't scored as many runs, you know, here in the postseason as we have during the regular season, during the ACC play. But, you know, hopefully Omaha and you know, that weather, and I think the ball tends to fly out of there a little bit. Hopefully that will, you know, produce some more runs for the Cavaliers.
All right, I'm going to get you out on some quick word association, and then I will let you go to Omaha.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's start off with Ole Miss.
Hot. I should say Oxford was hot.
Yes, that's right.
Africa hot.
Ole Miss turned out to be a little bit colder, I guess, this weekend.
Yeah.
All right. How about LSU assistant coach Javi Sanchez?
Oh, jeez. Smile. And the reason I see that, I would say that, is just every time I see Javi, he's just got this smile on his face. Well, he enjoys life.
Of course, we should also include that he was a shortstop on that 0-2 Notre Dame World Series team. Ole Miss pitcher Drew Pomeranz.
Dominant. I mean, just great stuff.
Current Chicago Cubs general manager and your coach at Creighton, Jim Hendry.
Special. I'm where I'm at today, and a lot of it's due to Jim Hendry.
Pulmonary.
Best friend, mentor.
And finally, the College World Series.
Home.
Brian O'Connor, head coach of Virginia, congratulations. Your first trip as a head coach back to Omaha. Best of luck to you this weekend.
Thanks, Sean.